The following is audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you would like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.
Amen. VBS was a great week. Thank God for all the families we got to touch. I met a grandmother who has five children and many grandchildren, and she said it was an answer to prayer that her children allowed her to bring her grandchildren to VBS. And as was said earlier, the teenagers really helped us a lot. In fact, this also was remarked of how all generations were coming together to serve the children. That was observed by some of our guests, and it was a reality. And I'm so very thankful. I also am happy to report that the boys won the contest. Yes, this doesn't happen very often. But the children bring in pennies, and then nickels, and then dimes and quarters. And the generosity of these children, over $500 came in that will be sent to our missionary. And it's just such a sweet thing that they want to give, and they generously gave, and that the boys won. Yeah, of course. Let's pray as the ushers come forward. Father, we thank you today for all the many ways that you bless us. Infinite. And we praise you, Lord, that you're a God who cares for us. You care for children. You care for young adults. You care for adults and older adults. And we just praise you, Lord. We cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us. And for this, we're just so very grateful. I'm so very grateful for the fruit that will be born in the lives of children and adults and families who got to experience that this week with us. Lord, I pray that you'll bless these gifts. We give them in the name of Jesus. We do it as an act of worship. And we do so willingly, not under compulsion. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We are today going to take a few brief moments to look at a psalm. How many of you believe that the best gifts often come in small packages? Yeah, all the small people believe that. I come from a family of small people. Big message in a small package. This is Psalm 117. It is the shortest psalm in the book of Psalms, and it's right at the middle of the Bible. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. There are different types of psalms in the book of Psalms. Some are called declarative psalms, and these exalt the Lord for what he has done. And then there are descriptive psalms that exalt the Lord for who he is. And this particular one fits more into the second category. So what kind of a song is Psalm 117? Well, first, this is a praise song. It begins and ends with the command, praise the Lord. It's a command that's found 63 times in the Bible, only once in the New Testament, in Romans 15. I find that amazing because it appears 37 times in the book of Psalms. It was first used by Leah. You remember Leah? She's the wife, you know, that didn't get favor from her husband, but she did give him a lot of kids. And when she birthed Judah, first time in the Bible it says, praise the Lord. She said, praise the Lord. And that's why she named him Judah, because Judah means praise. And Judah is the tribe of our Savior and all the kings. I mean, it's amazing. Praise the Lord. Yes. There are psalms that call us individually to praise the Lord and as a group to praise the Lord. In 2 Chronicles, and I want to turn to this passage, it's so incredible. As they're praising the Lord, the presence of God showed up at the temple they had just built. The priests then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves regardless of their divisions. All the Levites were musicians. And they stood on the east side of the altar dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters, the musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good, His love endures forever." Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the cloud represented the presence of God. It was by praising the Lord that the presence of God came into the temple. And that's true today. When we praise Him, He is present, and He, as Ed was reminding us, is observing our praise. Now, it not only says praise the Lord, it also says exalt Him in this short little psalm. And the word exalt is translated extol, laud. It's a little different word than praise. And the root here is to commend. So praise kind of put the spotlight on the Lord. This is just acclaiming Him, applauding Him, boasting about the Lord, celebrating about the Lord. See, a little bit different. This is found in many of the Psalms as well. And in Psalm 145, and I pause to read this because it's so important. Psalm 145, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom." Get this. "One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts." It is our responsibility to pass on the praise stories to the next generation. As someone said so clearly, we're only one generation as a church from extinction. Now again, the Lord's going to preserve His church, but it's our duty, it's our joy to praise Him and to share it with one another. Psalm 92 is a psalm for a Sabbath day, and it says it's good to praise the Lord. It's beneficial, it's the right thing to do, and it's beautiful. It's accurate. C.S. Lewis comments in his book on the Psalms that we get to enjoy the praise item again when we praise the Lord. When you give praise to the Lord. My wife is an excellent cook, and she makes wonderful pies. And when she makes a pie, and I get to tell other people about it, I see them salivating. Right? They're enjoying it all over with me. I'm enjoying it again. They're enjoying it with me. See, this is what Lewis said. This is why God commands us to praise Him. It's always right to praise Him. You can't overboast about who God is or what He has done. And so it is good for us to praise the Lord. The Westminster Confession says, Catechism, as you know, that our end, our sole reason for living is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. I like the way it was paraphrased by some. We glorify God by enjoying Him forever. That's how it happens. So, it's a praise song. It's also a doctrinal song. And you'll notice right in the middle, verse 2, "For great is His love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever." So, he celebrates two perfections in God. You see, we have characteristics, but God has perfections. There's a difference. His love is perfect. His faithfulness is perfect. That's what he's celebrating here. His love. It appears 255 times in the Old Testament. It's a very sacred word in the Hebrew language. It's the word of the covenant. It's hard to translate. The New American Standard translates this word loving kindness, combining love with the word kindness. The King James says, merciful kindness. My lexicon tells me that hesed, and that's the Hebrew word hesed, always appears in relationship. Always. There's a relationship involved where hesed is being shown. It also emphasizes God's faithfulness in spite of our rebellion. I played golf this week. It's the worst round of golf I've played in a long time. God had to forgive me for some of the thoughts I had. As far as I know, I didn't say anything out loud, but I was in rebellion. Silly, isn't it, huh? But isn't it wonderful that God's hesed, his love, continues even when we're unlovely, even when we're unlovable? Hallelujah. Also, God's love is willing and both unconditional and everlasting. He wills to love us. He chooses to love us. And finally, the lexicon says, it calls for us to respond. When God demonstrates his hesed love, we are called to respond. Now, Michael Card, the great musician but also theologian, wrote a book on this word, hesed. It's 188 pages long, and here's how he defines it. This is a great definition of God's love. When a person from whom I expect nothing gives me everything. When a person whom I expect nothing gives me everything. That's God's love. It's infinite in quantity, and it is unmatched in superiority in its quality. Now, secondly, the verse says that we celebrate his faithfulness. This is the Hebrew word amat. And the verbal root here means to support, confirm. Metaphorically, God's faithfulness gives us great security. Our security is in him. It's in what he has promised us because he's faithful. He's faithful. It's amazing how faithful he is. Trustworthy. He's strong in this. It appears in that great statement that Moses received of who God is. He's faithful. Now, often, love and truth or faithfulness combine together. You see this in the psalm here. You see it in Psalm 100. The very ending verse of Psalm 100 speaks of his love and his faithfulness. Each of us here today can praise God for his love. Every one of us in the room can give praise to God for his faithfulness. This is who he is. This is who he's displayed himself to be. And so it's a doctrinal song as well as a praise song, and it's a missionary song. This is amazing. It is a missionary song. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, he said, all you nations, all you peoples. All means all. All the nations of the world. Not just the Jewish people, but all the nations of the world give praise, are called to give praise to God. All the peoples, all the tribes, all the nationalities. And let me read it again. It's very amazing. He says, we're to give praise, we're to extol, for great is his love toward us. And this is the Jews speaking. This is a Hebrew writer. He's saying, when God is displaying his love and faithfulness to God's people, all the nations of the world can praise him. Have you read Romans 11 lately? What a great chapter where Paul says, we were grafted in. We're the wild branches, us Gentiles. We were grafted in. And now we're the people of God together. This is what the church is, Jew and Gentile alike. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. And we give praise to God. And in Revelation, it says you can't count the number of people that are praising God. Hallelujah. Our goal is that all generations and all cultures might be transformed. That's what we put on the wall. That's what we believe. So it's the widest possible goal. Everyone's a potential candidate to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Every child, every adult, young and old alike, male and female alike. There's only one race, the human race anyway. Hallelujah. We are all called in the psalm to give praise to God. Wow, that's amazing. That's why we have five faith lists. That's why we pray for people that they'll begin to praise God. That's why we have VBS, so that children can be introduced to the love of God and the faithfulness of God. I love FCC and all the blessings God's given us. I do. I praise God for it. One of our elders at our last elders meeting comes in. He keeps meticulous prayer lists. And so he comes in and he says, here's the list from the last 3 months, and these are all the answers to prayer that God has given us that we've been praying about. You know, you want to build your faith? Take your prayer list, put another column for how God answered it. And you'll see that God is active. God is answering your prayers. That's what the elder was reminding us. Now, before I came to Colorado, the prior churches I was in, you know, we always had Sunday night services. Now, the church I grew up in, we didn't have it, but I went to Betsy's church, the Baptists. And so they had Sunday night service. Originally, I'm told, they had Sunday night services because of electricity. People wanted to see electric lights. But our Sunday night services in both of my prior churches was always a time we got to give testimonies. And people would stand up and they'd talk about what God was doing in their life, or they'd give thanks to God for something that's happened. And we don't get to do that often enough. We do it in our life groups. We might do it in ABF. So today, don't be shocked. We're going to do it here. All right? And I think it's good for us to hear other people's praise. So we're going to do this. And we're going to start real easy. We're going to praise God for one of his perfections. All right? So I praise God that he's patient with me. Who's next?
Praise him for his mercy.
Praise him for his mercy. Amen. Praise him for his spirit. Okay? His faithfulness, yeah? Jeff? What?
His love.
His love. Amen. Glenn? I praise him that he called me to share my faith. And brother, there ain't anybody you're afraid to talk to about Jesus. That's such a beautiful trait of your life. Who else? Who's praising God for something about God? A characteristic of God. What? Oh, amen. Amen. Anything else? His knowledge. Because he's omniscient. He knows stuff I don't know. I love the way Corey Timboom said it. I can trust an unknown future to a known God. The poor woman endured horrible, horrible circumstances in her life. I praise him for my salvation. Oh, so you're moving it into the next category. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Okay. So we're now going to praise God for some of the things he's done. I praise God that Betsy Emmeline Lovett Borman agreed to be my husband, my wife. I get so excited, I can't figure it out. Anyway. What's something God's done in your life that you want to praise him for today? I praise God for my health. Thank you. I praise God for forgiving me. Amen. Carrie Barker was in our first service. Carrie's heart is currently functioning at 10%. She has endured heart trouble all her life. Since she was first born. It's how her mother came to faith. You know what she said? I praise God for medical doctors and medicine that have worked in my life. It's cool. One of the guys that worked in VBS said, I praise God for strength. He lasted the whole week. How about you? What are you praising God for? I praise him for his presence in my life. Thank you, Barbara. I praise him for comfort after the death of my son. Thank you. One of the brothers said in the first service, I praise God for my sufferings. Boy, that takes a lot of faith, doesn't it, huh? But he later explained how God has drawn him closer to himself through his heartaches and suffering. Well, see, you people are pretty good at this. You know, like, I'm really impressed with you. You know, we can actually do this, and I encourage you to keep doing it. Do it around the dinner table. Do it at, you know, when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, you know. You don't go to bed angry as a married couple, right? No. You might be up all night, but don't do that. Don't go to bed angry. So give praise to God. Thank him for who he is and for what he has, in fact, done.
You've been listening to audio from Fellowship Community Church in Centennial, Colorado. If you'd like more resources or want to support this ministry, please visit www.fcchurch.org.